All right, continuing our trek and getting you to know some of these candidates. This is an individual who's vying for the post in the 6th Legislative District in Suffolk County. He's a young man, and I've had a couple of conversations with him. Impressive. His name is Brendan Sweeney, and nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here on a Thursday, 12 days out. Good to have you on the program, sir, for the first time. How you feeling?
Good morning, Jay. I'm doing great. It's a busy day for me. It's a town board day. I've got, two demolitions. For those that don't know, at the town of Brookhaven, I serve working to demolish zombie homes throughout the town of Brookhaven. So we've got two on the docket. So as you could guess, my day is just going to be jacked with things for government and then politics afterwards.
So. Having the great supervisor on many times as I've had, in that of Ed Romaine, Brendan, I mean, you guys have been kind of the leaders as far as the demolishing of these homes. They're eyesores. They bring down property values. I can't even imagine, if you live across the street from one of these things, the nefarious activity it could bring and everything else in play here. This is a very important aspect. Brookhaven has handled it so well. Why have they done so well at this?
Well, you know what it is? We've demolished over 350 homes, particularly in the second council district, which overlaps largely with my legislative district that I'm running in. We've demolished over 60 alone, and we've actually resulted not just in demolishing, we've actually had individuals fix up their properties too. We've resulted in our habits and actions have resulted in the rehab of over 40 properties, because basically while we understand that people have property rights, so too do neighbors around these zombie homes have a right to, safety, to public health, to good quality of life. And, we had a recent fire at one of the candidates for demo over in Coram, and the house burnt down because somebody broke into the house. They squatted in it. They lit a candle. And unfortunately, it was not only a zombie home, but it was a zombie home that was historic in the community of Coram. And, we try to get action and either get the owner to do it. But if the owner's not going to do it, we do it ourselves to try and, rectify the problems and try and make the community a better place.
And that's what it's all about. And I tell you, the residents are very appreciative of it. Brendan Sweeney vying for the 6th legislative post, Suffolk County. All right, Brendan, let's get into it. Was the mindset of you, sir, to kind of throw your hat into this ring? What haven't you liked? What was the kind of the pushing effect of decision making for you here?
Well, for starters, before I even get into the policies and the politics, I was born and raised here on Long Island. I grew up in Smithtown. When I went to college, my mom wanted to downsize. She wanted to become a snowbird. And so when I returned from college, we had moved out into the 6th District, Brookhaven. And then I bought a home recently in Shoreham. And when I grew up, this was the greatest place, in my opinion, and I might be biased, but this was the greatest place to grow up on, to live in, to want to raise a family. And I just feel that the current majority, which includes my opponent, the legislator, they've been in charge since 2005. And it's not just me that feels that Long Island is not the shining beacon that it used to be. There's others out there that feel the same way. And that's my goal for starters, is to return Long Island to the great place it was when I grew up, when other people like me grew up, and make it such an appealing place for people to want to come live, work, and raise a family.
I mean, that's what it's all about. Now, you're a young guy. How old are you now?
28.
28 years of age, okay? So, in essence, I mean, I got kids in that group, okay? So, in essence, I find it invigorating when I see young people get into the political world and want to make a better life, not only for themselves, but for others, which is something you didn't see a decade ago. What do you think it is with the mindset? Because, you look all over the political world these days, national, state, local, you have the infusion of young folks. They want to make a better way for their peers and families and whatnot here. Was that the overall? I mean, what do your friends think when you have entered world here? And why do you think a lot of young folks right now venture into this arena?
I think what starts is they're looking around, and it's no offense to older individuals, but they look around and they start feeling that their voice is not being heard. I mean, let's not the boomer generation was one of the largest generations, and I respect them and I like what they do. But the millennials, which is the composition I come up, we're the second largest generation now. In fact, with some boomers dying off, we may now be the largest. But so as a result, we see that, you know, there's individuals who are into elected office who have been around for years. You know, you've got, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, who've been in for over 40, 50 years. They've left no room for either Generation X or millennials to come up into the political world. And we offer new and bright ideas. I mean, that's the one thing people around my age, my attitude is in the town, when something isn't working, a lot of times there's people who say, oh, well, that's the way it's always been. That's the way we got it. You know, we just got to deal with it that way. And my attitude is no, we got to, you know, why don't we come up with something efficient and effective that doesn't, you know, make somebody's job not needed, but we can make the government work better for the resident. I mean, I would note, I'm 28, but in the time that I'm 28, I've worked in the county for 4 years. I worked in the state senate for a year, and I've been working for the town of Brookhaven for 4 years now. So I would say I have a level of government experience, and I'm in law school too. So I'm getting outside world experience as well.
Under the tutelage of one of the greats, Ed Romaine, and a really tremendous staff in and around the town of Brookhaven these days. What do the family what do the Sweeney family members think of your run here? Give me an idea regarding that and how that has played out.
I would say there's nobody more thrilled about this election than my mother. In fact, I joke and say that if there was anybody who is, you know, who I'm going to owe it to, you know, obviously you owe it to God, you owe it to, you know, the support of your supporters and yourself. But I would jokingly say that my mother is probably the biggest person I'm going to have to owe a thank you to on election night if I'm victorious.
Yeah, and that's well said, by the way. You will have dinner tonight waiting for you, sir, when you return. Now, you know, I always say, Brendan Sweeney, you know, young people are vital to the existence of any community. It's about keeping that generation present. You know, we don't want folks leaving and starting lives elsewhere. We need young people. I mean, they are tomorrow, you know, not to be too cliche as far as the future and everything else is concerned. And I'll ask you this, because you're right there. You're 20 years of age. I'm sure you've seen a lot of friends come and go here. What do you tell people in the group as far as the existence of Long Island down the road, as far as what you're going to try and achieve, what you have seen already, and reasoning as far as why people left and maybe changing that mindset to try and keep people here, because we know it's vital? What about that aspect?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say the biggest thing for everybody for, you know, getting young people to stay on Long Island would be affordability right off the bat. And, you know, one thing I would note, actually two things. First, when I was in high school, I was in a government class, and the teacher in my class, it's always been a statistic that stands out to me. One of the first things he said to us, he said, look around the room, look at everybody in your class. He said, only 1 in 3 of you after college will still be on Long Island at the current rate, you know, that young people are doing. And I look at my graduating class, we are graduating class of 596 kids, and I would say that statistic actually holds up, that about 1/3 of my entire graduating class is still on the island, the other 2/3 left and went somewhere else. And you want to know why? It's largely because of the lack of affordability and the lack of action by my opponent in trying to make things more affordable for young people. I would note, Jay, that when the 2010 census came out, you know, our district was around 84, maybe 85,000. And since this new census came out just a couple of months ago, the 6th legislative district lost 1,000 people. It didn't stay stagnant. It lost people. And she's been in office since 2011. That, while it's not all her fault, she holds a direct part of the blame because she ultimately has resulted in not helping people to stay on this island.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, truth be told, when you're talking about butterfly arboretums and guardrails, you know, it's really not what people want to talk about. You know, they want to talk about leadership and how you're going to make it better. What are you trying to do to improve Main Street? You know, keep businesses here, keep young people here. You bring up one of the key aspects in any area, which is affordable housing. You know, I mean, affordable housing is huge. You know, what about the job situation? What about businesses? and IDAs. You know, are we doing enough to keep businesses present? Maybe, you know, you don't see the lure of businesses coming elsewhere and whatnot here because of the pandemic. Maybe that'll change down the road. But these are all categories that people want to discuss, right? And sometimes it's not, it's just, you know, sometimes we forget about that as far as being at the forefront, no?
No, absolutely. And you know what? It's some of this is not even just, you know, about actually getting, you know, one of the things my opponent does is she goes around saying, I voted against these fee increases. I voted against the mortgage tax increase. I voted against the home alarm fee. But you want to know what, Jay? You can vote no, but the bill still passed. The fee still went up. Long Island slowly became more and more unaffordable. Just showing that you voted against your party isn't enough. You have to be able to be a leader and cobble together a coalition of votes to get, you know, it would be a real accomplishment if she had not just voted no on those measures, but she got them defeated. And she did it. And that's the thing. She doesn't have a level of independence. I'm going to go in there and be independent. And that's the other thing I would note. Right now, the legislature is broken down 10-8 Democratic. So that means one seat flip makes this a tie, and then two seat flips makes it a Republican majority. I'm running to make sure that we can get that flip, because then that results in greater independence from the legislature, from the county executive, and greater, you know, things for our residents.
You know, you have a level playing field, you know, which is key, which I think is so important in any stage of politics you're looking at. I mean, look what's happening on the national stage. Complete bedlam. Look what's happening in Albany, right? And that's why it's so important to level the playing field here, because when people aren't getting it done, and you look at what's happening right now, you look at the cost of living, you look at the potholes and the lousy roads we have, you look at these, you bring up the word fee, which I think is another word for tax. You look at the burglar alarm, mortgage, vehicle registration, red light cameras, my goodness! I mean, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, okay? And that's what it's about right now, okay? So somehow it's got to change. It's not all on the backs of the residents when fiscally it can't be done as far as managing properly. And that's the biggest thing right here that people feel from an economic sense. People can't afford to live anymore here. And it's got to change. Somehow that mindset has to change, Brendan, right?
Absolutely, 100% agree. And you know what, one thing you just noted, the saying the fees are back for taxes. My supervisor, Romaine, says that all the time. He's in complete agreement. And like you said, too, you can't rob Peter to pay Paul. Raising a fee is just an indirect way of saying, well, we didn't raise your taxes this year, but guess what? You raised the fee so that way you can still get the money from us. And another thing I would note, because I believe you're a resident of my district, so you probably have been seeing the mail. The legislator has been going around saying she's been had balanced budgets that she's been voting to pass for the last 10 years. Flat out lie. You want to know the truth? Only one year has had a balanced budget, and that was this year. And the reason why is not because they did great sound fiscal management, because they had to be bailed out by the federal government for tons of years of mismanagement, and COVID made it so bad that they needed the federal government to step in and offer some help. And so here we are having a legislator going around touting all these accomplishments. And I could say to you, within the last 10 minutes, I've completely deconstructed almost every single one. It says something.
Does, really does. Brendan Sweeney, ladies and gentlemen, now you'll find him on the Republican line on November the 2nd. And again, vying. This is an important seat. You know, this is an important seat, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 6th legislative district. Yes, my district for many a year. Raised a family within that district. And again, you got to look at the entire landscape here, and I say this all the time, you're better off now than you were 4 years ago. Everybody needs to ask that question, okay?
Absolutely.
And learn.
Absolutely.
That's why we tell you exactly what's going on here, okay? The fact of the matter is, people are leaving here in droves, okay? Feed taxed beyond proportions. And you ask yourself, when does it end? That's the big question right now. Brendan, we can't thank you enough for a couple. We appreciate your exuberance, your youth, and everything you have brought to the table, and we will follow your trek, sir.
Jay, I thank you for having me on. It was a great discussion. And, you know, as we get closer and closer to Election Day, you know, hopefully it'll be a great year, great turnout, and we'll start setting Suffolk County on the right path for the residents.